In this bulletin, United States Democrat Nancy Pelosi announces a formal impeachment inquiry of Donald Trump. Britain's Supreme Court rules Boris Johnson's suspension of Parliament was unlawful. And in sport, Australian swimmer Shayna Jack waits for a formal hearing over a failed drug test. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. United States Democrat Nancy Pelosi has announced a formal impeachment inquiry of Donald Trump amid mounting allegations of abuse of power by the US president. The calls for impeachment have been fueled by a scandal over Mr. Trump's reported attempt to pressure the incoming president of Ukraine to open a corruption investigation into his main challenger for the White House, Joe Biden, and Mr. Biden's son, Hunter. Ms. Pelosi says the president must be held accountable.
I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations under that umbrella of impeachment inquiry. The president must be held accountable. No one is above the law. Getting back to our founders, in the darkest days of the American Revolution, Thomas Paine wrote, "The times have found us. The times found them to fight for and establish our democracy. The times have found us today."
President Donald Trump has dismissed the inquiry, stating the allegations against him are part of an ongoing witch hunt. Mr. Trump added he would release a full transcript of the call.
I have no idea who the whistleblower is. I guess I could find out. Maybe I couldn't find out. But they say it was a very partisan person, the whistleblower. But it was second or third hand. Never heard the call. But I have better than that. We have the whole transcript of the call, which will be released tomorrow, and comments will be put with respect. It was a perfect call.
Britain's Supreme Court has ruled Prime Minister Boris Johnson's 5-week suspension of Parliament was unlawful. The Prime Minister was granted permission by the Queen to suspend Parliament from the 10th of September until the 14th of October. Mr. Johnson argued he needed time to organise a new legislative agenda. However, all 11 court judges unanimously ruled his intent was to limit the time Parliament has to discuss Brexit. Calls for the Prime Minister to resign are growing louder, but he's refusing to quit. Lady Brenda Hale, the court's chief judge, announced the decision.
"This prolonged suspension of parliamentary democracy took place in quite exceptional circumstances. The fundamental change, which was due to take place in the Constitution of the United Kingdom on the 31st of October. Parliament, and in particular the House of Commons, as the elected representatives of the people, has a right to a voice in how that change comes about. The effect on the fundamentals of our democracy was extreme."
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has warned against creating what he calls needless anxiety in children about climate change. Mr. Morrison addressed climate change activist Greta Thunberg's criticism of world leaders' inaction on global warming. The Prime Minister says he always likes to make sure his own daughters, aged 10 and 12, form their own opinions on the issue.
"I don't allow them to be basically contorted into one particular view. I like them to make up their own mind."
Mr. Morrison did not attend the UN Climate Summit in New York, but will address the United Nations on Wednesday, focusing on practical environmental measures such as plastics recycling. A powerful 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck northeast Pakistan, badly damaging scores of homes and shops, killing at least 22 people and injuring more than 700. The quake badly damaged a key road leading into the Pakistan-administered part of Kashmir and adjoining villages where most of the damage was located. Officials say almost 24 people, including women and children, were killed in the quake, mostly due to collapsing roofs and walls. A doctor at District Headquarter Hospital says so far the service has received 300 injured patients. A disability conference in Brisbane today will look at government budget data, which last week revealed a $4.6 billion underspend on the National Disability Insurance Scheme. The campaign Every Australian Counts says problems with the scheme were to blame for what the government called a lack of demand and slow uptake. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg revealed last week the Australian government was only $700 million in deficit and on the brink of a surplus, a $13.8 billion improvement on the deficit predicted in last year's budget. But lower than expected spending on the scheme was partially responsible for the positive result. To sport, sidelined Australian swimmer Shayna Jack has revealed the emotional toll her failed drug test is taking on her as she waits for a formal hearing. The 20-year-old says she's struggling with the uncertainty of her future after claiming she hasn't received a letter from Australian Sports Anti-Doping Authority outlining the case against her. The sprint champion faces a suspension of up to 4 years after testing positive to a non-steroid anabolic agent in July, which resulted in her being removed from the world titles team. Jack vowed to prove her innocence when she attended a five-hour ASADA briefing on her positive test on August the 2nd and was expected to receive a letter detailing the case 4 to 6 weeks later. And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 22. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 19. Melbourne, a possible shower, 16. Hobart, cloudy, 16. Canberra, morning frost and sunny, 18. Wollongong, a possible shower, 18. Sydney, partly cloudy, 20. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 21. Brisbane, cloudy, 25. Cairns, partly cloudy, and 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News. SBS News.